What's your favourite food here at Rothwell Carnival?
Chips.
Turkish food.
I like chips.
Barbecue pulled pork from the hog roast.
Fish and chips.
I love ice cream. I could live on ice cream.
Sausage rolls.
Roast chicken.
Greek salad.
My favourite food's cheese.
Fish and chips.
Food is what brings a community together, just like a fair does.
So what better place to unite the two than Rothwell Carnival?
Come with us, tickle your taste buds as we take a tour of what local gourmets have on offer and what local cooks have to offer.
First of all, a local beekeeper.
I've been keeping bees since about summer of 2010, and I started off with one colony, and I've got up to about 20 at the moment. And I just find that coming to local fairs like this and selling some local honey is a good idea. So it's all produced locally, and I live in North Wakefield, and it just makes for a really nice day.
That's great, thank you. Can you tell me a little bit about your selection here?
So my honeys are things like autumn honey, which is from the back end of last year. It's quite a dark honey, but tastes really nice. And then I've just got a normal runny honey, which is a spring and a summer honey combined. And again, that tastes really nice. But I also flavour some of my honeys. So I add cinnamon and vanilla and ginger and, lemon extract is also added, and I sell those in small jars, and it just adds a different dimension to the flavour of the honey and tastes really, really delicious. Because I'm only a small producer, I do the Rothwell Carnival, and I also stand on the Wetherby Farmers Market, which is the second Sunday of every month.
Hey Chrissy, that reminds me, bears love honey. Did you know that the teddy bears are here today and they're having a picnic?
Mm-hmm. Naughty Lawrence and Cosmo the Magician have organized the picnic with Mommy and Daddy Bear. We'll be going to them live throughout the show. And we'll be asking them what their favorite food is.
So tell me, what do teddy bears eat?
I thought that the teddy bears enjoyed a little bit of cottage cheese on bagels.
Heidi, talking about cheese, I think we're going to be talking to a big cheese now.
Yes, Chrissy, you're quite right. We're going to be talking to Stuart Holmes from Crown Stork Cheesemongers.
Yes, it's actually a family business. It's run by my older brother and been going now for about 15 years. I've always liked food, and obviously I really like cheese, so to be honest, it just seemed the natural thing to do. We're cheesemongers, so we bite in and we mature it along, but also we come up with some of the ideas ourselves for the cheeses. So we do one with rhubarb, with us being in the rhubarb triangle.
Wait, stop right now, Chrissy.
Why?
Did you know we're in the rhubarb triangle?
The Bermuda Triangle?
No, Chrissy, the rhubarb triangle.
What's that?
Well, it's made up of Wakefield, Morley and Rothwell, and this is the area where most of Britain's rhubarb is grown.
Wow, that's fascinating. And now, back to the bears to find out what else they like to eat.
You have to look after these teddy bears. Do you have to give them jelly and ice cream every day? Who's going to answer this difficult question?
Yes, we give them jelly and ice cream every day, but to be fair, we don't give them any money.
Hey, Chrissy, what does this make you think of?
A goose? A monkey? Oh, a pig!
So Phoebe from the Spit Roasters, we're going to talk about your hog roast, because we've been walking around the carnival and everyone has been saying you must eat the hog roast.
Yeah, well, it is special. It's something special, definitely. It takes about 9 hours to cook. It's a bit of a battle cooking it, because obviously if you've putting it on a spit so it rotates, I'm sure that you must have seen one of those before. It's quite a task actually wrestling with the pig, and because the pig's the same size as me. So if you imagine, you've got to put a pole through it and tying it all up and things. So it is quite a difficult task actually prepping it, but it's definitely worth it. Yeah, it's making me dribble now thinking about it. It's really good.
So back to the teddy bears for one last food comment.
I have seen them eating. Don't say anything, but let's keep it to ourselves. Jam sandwiches.
So Heidi, what did you take away from today?
Well, Chrissy, I learnt that Rothwell teddy bears are really greedy. And what did you think of the local food?
I've come all the way from New Jersey to Rothwell, and I discovered the hog roast, and I love it.